to be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down trying to block you out because I'll never impress you.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles city leaders taking new steps to try to calm things following days of protests against ICE roundups.
LA's mayor denying this is a citywide crisis, but imposing a curfew overnight for parts of downtown from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. The curfew expected to last for several days. The mayor saying Monday night alone, 23 businesses were looted with damages in the millions.
ABC's Lana Moise. There were protests in other cities as well, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy firing all 17 members of the CDC's advisory panel on immunizations. Former CDC acting director Dr. Richard Besser calls it a continuation of the utter destruction of the agency. Elon Musk pulling back his recent comments about President Trump on X, saying he has regrets about what he put up. 3 days of national mourning underway in Austria following the school shooting that left 9 students and 1 teacher dead. This is ABC News. In New Jersey, the stage is set for the governor's race this fall. Jack Cittarelli will run for Republican nomination, and Mikey Sherrill will be running for the Democrats. The world's most popular TikTok star, Cubby Lame, has left the United States after being detained by immigration agents in Las Vegas. Lame is a Senegalese-Italian. He has not spoken publicly about what happened. New York officials are believed to have foiled a disturbing terror plot targeting the city's Jewish community. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Authorities unsealing charges against a 20-year-old Pakistani national. They say Muhammad Khan plotted a coordinated attack on a Jewish center in Brooklyn using AR-15-style rifles. The FBI says Khan told undercover officers, even if we don't attack an event, we could rack up easily a lot of Jews. adding, "We are going to NYC to slaughter them." Authorities claim Khan, who was arrested in Canada last year, was working in the name of ISIS.
A shopper is suing Costco for $14 million, claiming she suffered severe injuries when she was hit by a falling liquor cabinet. This is ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Lori Bergamotto. This Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This Father's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. Dads embarrassing their kids is a time-honored tradition, but Jevin Smith took it to a whole new level with his Dancing Dad school pickups. Smith has been busting a move for every school pickup since his daughter Jaina was in middle school, gaining fans among the students.
And they'd be like, "Go, Mr. Smith, go, Mr. Smith."
But one dance performance stands out as bittersweet. It was the final father-daughter pickup on Jaina's last day of high school.
I just remember it being dang, this is the last time he's going to come to my high school and embarrass me. And I started getting really emotional.
What started out as a way to tease and delight his daughter has turned into a tradition they'll both miss.
Embrace your parents. It's their way of showing you love.
This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This Father's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A state lawmaker wants to give Milwaukee police a tool to crack down on street takeovers. State Representative Bob Donovan is urging the state Senate to pass his bill expanding municipalities' ability to tow vehicles involved in reckless driving, saying time is of the essence to get the measure to the governor's desk. A woman is under arrest for an 8th OWI in a crash that injured several people in Oneida County. Deputies say the crash happened Monday afternoon when a vehicle being driven by a 50-year-old woman ran a stop sign in the town of Cashin and was struck by another vehicle. And updated reports by the Department of Tourism show Wisconsin had its best ever year for tourism. Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday tourism generated a record $25.8 billion in impact in 2024. That surpassed the previous record of $25 billion in 2023. More than 114 million people visited the state last year.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-550-8841. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-550-8841. That's 800-550-8841. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers. We're going to drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Scattered showers and thunderstorms, just some locally heavy rain and a high right around 73. Make your bathroom amazing for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bellamy Brothers, Redneck Girl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 50s to low 60s this morning. Rain on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Chad Smith in our newsmaker segment, talking with representatives from Farm Action on some of the U.S. agriculture policy issues that are coming up, and we'll have more with Chad here this hour. Later on this morning, we continue our spotlight on the Peterson Family Dairy in Pierce County. They are the hosts of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. And that dairy breakfast, by the way, coming up on Saturday. Looking forward to that. So we continue our spotlight with them. And thanks to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting those spotlights as well. So we'll have that later this morning at 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cynex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. And today, I am very fortunate to have with us Professor Chris Wolf of Cornell College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. He is the E.V. Baker Professor of Agricultural Economics and just a great resource for milk marketing. Welcome, Professor Wolf.
Thanks for having me, John.
I think you'd have to agree that right now is one of the most dynamic times in milk marketing. It's a fluid situation, right?
No pun intended, huh? Yeah, the first reform of the federal milk marketing orders that we've had that was national in scope since 2008, and by far the biggest amount of adjustments that have been made to the federal milk marketing orders are going into effect this year since the year 2000, so an entire generation.
It's the first one since we've had some new tools to implement, right?
Yeah, that's true. Really, if you think about it, in the last 25 years, we've seen a whole lot of changes in the industry. But two of the big ones that came into account in this set of hearings was, one, 25 years ago, we had futures and options for dairy products, but they weren't widely used, and we didn't have the Dairy Revenue Protection Program. We didn't have pasture rangeland forage. We didn't have the LGM dairy program, and we, you know, things of that nature. So that risk management is much more common now. And that matters when we're making changes to the underlying price instruments. The other thing that's changed is we were not net exporters 25 years ago, and now we are. And now, you know, roughly one day of milk a week equivalent gets exported, and we're in international markets. And that also matters for when we make these changes.
That's great information to have. So dairy processor capacity is something very exciting, particularly in New York State. Why do you think dairy processors are so bullish on New York as evidenced by the incredible increase in capacity?
You know, that's a really good question. And, you know, one thing about the dairy industry is that it's really good for the economy in the area that it's located, right? Dairy farmers buy a lot of inputs. They spend a lot of money on feed, machinery, equipment, fertilizer, seed. They hire people locally because, there's some things that you got to have labor for if you're going to milk cows and produce the crops and stuff that's required to feed them. And so they tend to be drivers of local economies. And for that reason, you know, a lot of places want to see the dairy industry. And that's New York's no exception to that. And as you mentioned, New York has had several expansions that are either recently completed or are currently underway. Cheese, fluid, and other expansions in New York. And so, you know, kind of why has that happened here? I think there's several reasons. A couple of them are natural advantages that New York has, which is to say New York State is located within, you know, a fairly easy day's drive of most of the population on the Eastern Seaboard, is, you know, particularly the big metropolitan areas in the Northeast, right? So there's a lot of consumers there, and that's a good thing. Second is we have water. You got to have forages to feed cows. You got to have at least some forages. This is a place where, thankfully, located where we're near a lot of fresh water, where we get a lot of rainfall. And, you know, turns out cows don't mind this climate. In fact, high-producing dairy cows tend to like the climate that we have in this part of the world. So I think it's a good place to milk cows. The other thing I would say is that New York State made some efforts to attract some of this and encouraged it, which was, you know, a good thing, although other places have tried that too. But I think mostly it's actually a testament to the fact that these companies have confidence in the New York dairy farm managers to supply the milk that they need, right? Because the first thing you got to have if you're going to build a new processing plant is you got to run it. All that stainless steel does nothing for you if you don't put milk through it. And I think that New York has progressive, high-quality dairy farm managers. And I think this is a real testament to the fact that these companies believe that they can get the supply that they need from the New York dairy farmers.
Chris Wolf, the E.V. Baker Professor of Agricultural Economics at Cornell University,
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chill Patron. If she's lonely,
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Lori Morgan and What Part of No here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 65 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk down 3 to 18.49, August down 11 to 18.95, September and October both not traded overnight, September at 19.35, October 19.29. Cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 186, 40-pound blocks at 188, no sales on the day. Cash butter down 4.5 to 250.5, 30 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 126.5, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down a half to 57.25, 2 trades on the day. Cash or cattle markets are called higher, hogs are called mixed. Cattle futures traded in the red early yesterday, but then turned around as light trading took place in Texas at $5 higher than last week on the cash side. Cash was anticipated to be higher this week, but for the trade to begin on Tuesday is unusual, indicating that Packers may remain aggressive this week. That may set the stage for the rest of the week as well. The fundamentals suggest prices would need to increase as well. Box beef was higher, with choice up 451 and select up 91. Hog futures had some spread unwinding on stronger cash and cutouts yesterday. That could continue today. June live cattle opens today at 227.07. August at 218.20. October, 215.65. August feeder cattle open at 313.15. September at 312.75. And October at 310.55. June hogs open at 103.15. July 108.20. August 109.80. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans and wheat all moving mostly higher on the day as the trade continues to move higher after testing some of the chart's support levels yesterday. Now, corn futures are attempting a second day of recovery after Monday's plunge. Wheat markets are also attempting to snap a two-day losing streak to begin the week. July corn now up 4.25 to 4.43. September and new crop both up 2.75. September 4.28 1/4. New crop 4.42 3/4. July and August beans both up 3. July at 10.60 3/4. August at 10.52 1/2. September and new crop both up 3.5. September at 10.26 1/2. November at 10.34 3/4. July soybean meal up $1.20 to $2.97.10. July soybean oil up 7 cents to $47.86. Chicago wheat, July up 2.75 to $5.37 1/4. September up 2 to $5.50 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 4.5 to $6.17 3/4. September up 4 to $6.27 3/4. Energy markets this morning, July crude oil up 94 cents to $65.92, August up 87 cents to $64.78. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up 2 cents, July at 210, August at 209. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving Western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Local markets from Monday, Elsevia Durand, cash corn $3.92, July $3.94, new crop $3.80, cash beans $9.78, July $9.83, new crop $9.41. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash in July corn 4.75, August 4.05 1/2, new crop 3.90. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn at 4.16, August 4.10, new crop 3.93. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 3.88, new crop 3.90. Cash beans 9.87, new crop 9.56. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 3.95, new crop 3.90. Cash beans 9.73, new crop 9.46. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4.12, July 4.14, August 4.05, new crop 4.01. Cash beans 10.24, July 10.26, August 10.06, new crop 9.73. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash and July corn 3.86, new crop also at 3.86. Cash beans 9.90, July 9.90, new crop 9.64. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 216, market cows 114 to 157, bulls 155 to 205, calves 550 to 1590, feet bare beef steers at 235 to 760, Holstein steers 182 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 90 and down. Goat markets, does 210 and down, bucks 125 and down. Cattle markets from Zumbrota, finished beef steers 229 to 244, finished beef heifers 229 to 244, finished dairy steers 200 to 214, market cows 110 to 188, market bulls 183.50 to 200. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down. Just
three desks down, and I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere, and I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your eyes. Just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by that you're not the type. And they don't know what I know, how some things don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. It's an important time for the future of U.S. agriculture policy. Chad Smith has more.
Joe Maxwell, Chief Strategy Officer and co-founder of Farm Action, said they put together policy statements because it's a historic time for U.S. agriculture.
While members of the House and Senate of both parties have offered solutions to address issues highlighted in the MAHA Commission report, there's not been a time where this type of national platform from the White House, from HHS, and from USDA has been presented to the people in this country. This is the moment for all of us who care about taking on corporate power, corporations that are dictating our markets, our price. They're telling us who gets to farm and what we farm, and even who gets to eat healthy food. We saw this as that historic moment. This is the time to go forward and to push the policies that will make America healthy again.
He talks about the solutions Farm Action is proposing in their recommendations.
We believe you have to address farm subsidy programs if we're going to promote a healthy food system. Our government, for far too long, through the Farm Bill, has prioritized farm programs that have focused on field crops more so than it has on the production of healthy food crops like fruits and vegetables. We call those specialty crops. The current system puts way too high of a priority on raising the lower value field crops that big ag and big food then turns into livestock feed and ultra-processed foods. And we also have to begin to think about farmers, as the commission report indicates, as being center in health. Before, I think we as farmers, no one thought about us as being a big part of the health of America. It's also a mindset change. We got to take on the consolidation of the food system.
Farm Action would also like to see changes in pesticide and herbicide use by farmers.
We've got to incentivize farmers to move towards conservation type programs that reduces our need on the chemicals that we're using, the pesticides and herbicides. Finally, I think we're not going to get there unless we confront the corporate capture and revolving door issue that the report talks about. Individuals go to work for an industry. The next thing you know, they're back into one of the agencies overseeing the very people they just worked for.
He said there's one big hurdle America faces in developing a healthy food system, as was called for in the recent MAHA Commission report.
To achieve the goals outlined in the commission's report, it will require both parties, not one party or the other, will deliver a healthier agriculture food system. President Trump has to recognize his actions are necessary if we're to achieve this. He's got to push USDA, HHS, and the other agencies to push back against the corporate capture within their own agencies. Our recommendations include both Republican and Democrat legislative packages from past Congresses. If the Republicans and the Democrats can come together, we can realize a healthier, safer food system for America that centers farmers and gives us the tools we need to feed our neighbors.
Again, that's Joe Maxwell of Farm Action. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, to visit wisoybean.org.
A prolonged period of active weather begins today, with showers and storms beginning to develop across Minnesota that will move into Wisconsin. That action will shift as well at Thursday, with widespread rainfall totals of anywhere from 1 to 2 inches expected by late Friday. Temperatures will continue to run below normal in the 60s and 70s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 40% chance of showers and storms this afternoon, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 40 to 45%, north winds at 5 to 7, anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then turning partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. There'll still be areas of smoke as well. Lows 51 to 56, relative humidities at 92 to 97%. North winds at around 5, shifting to the east. We'll see a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation. Tomorrow, partly sunny with areas of smoke and a 60% chance of afternoon showers and storms. High 69 to 74. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. East winds at 6 to 11, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Friday, cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, high 65 to 70. Saturday, cloudy, a slight chance of rain, high 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of rain showers, highs 75 to 80.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Your garden might be growing more than Brussels sprouts. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It's a bit shocking to see a black and yellow garden spider in its giant web, but be glad it's there as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Of any kind give me the heebie-jeebies, and when I'm working in my garden and become face to web with a big black and yellow garden spider, I'm out of there. But once I get my wits about me, I welcome the creepy critter because it's doing me a great service. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says they're beneficial in the garden because their webs are large and capture a lot of prey in them.
Their prey can be a lot of the different kinds of pest insects that you don't want in your garden, or mosquitoes that are buzzing around, and then they run over and wrap them up in silk and gobble them down. So they're beneficial because they help to keep those populations of pests in check. They're natural pest control, and all they want is room and board.
Garden spiders spin their webs in sunny areas with tall vegetation. However, we don't see them until later in the season when spiderlings become adults. Larson says the females are the bright black and yellow spiders. The males are much smaller and less colorful. There is one mystery that scientists haven't agreed on. What's up with the white zigzag pattern in the center of the web?
There's a lot of theories. One of them is that it's there to protect and camouflage the spider so a predator might miss them. There's another theory that it helps to attract prey somehow, that zigzag brings in those pests that we're trying to get eaten. Another theory is that it warns birds about the web. The web is otherwise quite invisible, especially to a fast-flying bird, but they see that zigzag and perhaps they'll steer.